Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's September 10th regular Othello City Council meeting. And I'll call this meeting to order at 6:30. If you'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and also upon for wisdom for the council as we make decisions that affect the city tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. A couple of items I'd like to clear tonight. We have with us Jackie Sackman. Jackie is going to be our temporary city clerk while Becky has, this is her last meeting tonight. And I want to make sure that all of you wish her well as she is looking at going back to school and furthering her career. And we just want to wish you and well, Becky, and thank you for everything that you've done for us here at the city. Jackie was a city clerk at the city of Covington for 9 years. So she is also going to train our new city clerk, which is also present tonight, Tanya De Leon Morelos. Tanya, want to wave? And so that's some of the changes that I had spoken about and wanted you to know what was taking place tonight. So as we move to item 1.4 on our roll call, all members of the council are currently present. And item 1.5 is citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight who would like to address the city council? Please raise your hand and I'll recognize you. Okay, hearing none. I'll move to item 2, which is the approval of our agenda tonight.
I make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion to approve our agenda, and it's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The next item, number 3, is our consent agenda.
I make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we'll move to our current business. Item 4.1 is a resolution to surplus Othello Police Department equipment. And Chief Shank is here with us tonight to talk about that, what the plans are here.
Mayor, go ahead. Council, I've got to apologize. I thought that would be on the consent agenda. What we're doing is a little cleanup. We've got a car that we need to get rid of, and we've been getting rid of the laptop computers that we have. We're asking those to be surplused so that we can go ahead and auction them or destroy them. In the computer case, to probably destroy it, but for the car to actually, we're not going to try to destroy that. But we're asking those be surplus so we can dispose of them.
Is that your car?
No, that is
it's ready.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Any questions, Council?
No.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Item 4.2, we have the pleasure of having the City of Othello's representatives to the Cooley Corridor Committee, Ken Kaler and his wife Barbara. Yes?
We do need to pass that resolution.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. Hey, I'm ready to go on, I guess.
Yeah, you all go on already.
I'm ready, yep. Okay.
I'll make a motion to surplus the listed items.
Thank you.
Second.
So we got a resolution to authorize the mayor to sign this surplus items. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you for that correction. Now we'll move to the Cooley Corridor update. Ken Kaler and Barbara Kaler are here with us tonight, and they are going to give us an update on all the different activities going on with Cooley Corridor, which is a tourism committee. Yes?
Oh, thank you, Mayor. Councilman, my wife, Barbara, she knows everything there is to know about the Cooley Corridor, so don't ask me any questions. Not really. We've been at this for a number of years, and I haven't given you an update for quite a while. We've got quite a few things that's pending. Some of them seem like it's been forever, but believe it or not, I think we're getting closer. First, I'd like to start off, I'll give you a little propaganda up there. There's our planner, our travel planner, that booklet that comes out every year. You participate in this as well as the Cooley Corridor and several other organizations. It's pretty informational. It's got a lot of times they say it's put out by Grant County Tourism, but all of us go together to put this out, and I think about a third of it is on the Cooley Corridor itself. So it's surprising how much information that we get out for it. And if you're a fishing enthusiast, why, there's a little break in there about fishing at different lakes and whatnot, so it's pretty interesting. One other thing, we've got our Cooley Corridor map guide that's from our Cooley Corridor itself. It breaks it down into a map and then several different little details of those particular things up and down the corridor. By the way, the National Scenic Byway is about 155 miles. That's the actual byway itself. That's from Othello to Omak up through Moses Lake, Soap Lake, Cooley City, and Grand Cooley, and then over the top into Omak. So it gives you a lot of detail on what's going on. I throwed in a scenic byway map from State of Washington. We finally got the State of Washington to put out some maps again a year or so ago. They were absent for about 4 or 5 years. Finally put a little pressure on certain people and got little results on that. So that all helps, you know, in advertising. Kind of what I want to talk about, I know I've been saying kiosk. I've been saying that for I don't know how many years. I almost forgot what it even means. Believe it or not, in 2005, we had a grant for this particular item. We had several other things on it, and we got those all done. But this one is still pending. We get it up to a point about where we think we got it ready to go. And WorstDOT comes up with some new ideas, like you all know how that happens with WorstDOT. Well, finally, we got together with them this year, and we have got it to the point where we think we're ready to go, and supposedly you're supposed to go out to bid for by September the 18th, which hopefully they'll be installed this fall, if not early next spring. But anyway, we're getting there. We started out with 7 of them up and down the corridor. We're ending up with 5 of them. Othello is one. We have one at Warden. We have one at Soap Lake, one at Cooley City, and one in the Grand Cooley area. It'll be at, actually it's between Grand Cooley and Electric City is where it's going to be installed up there. Kind of give you a little date on this thing. This is a picture of what we call the cookie cutter or the Cooley Corridor side of it. It'll be a large panel. It'll be a 4x8, similar to our gateway sign out here with the columns, and then the 4x8 panels on both sides. With these panels, there will be 4 of them. 2 of them will be for the Cooley Corridor, and 2 of them will be for the Othello area, this particular one. So what we've done, we've got them pretty well put together or shown. All the graphics are done. They're ready to go to be manufactured. So that's where we're at. And when we put these out to bids, we're going to put it out as a one group thing, and all of it will supposedly be done. If something happens, the bid comes in too high, we may have to go back and regroup If we have to, we may do them like we did our gateway signs. We may take the contract ourselves and break it up in pieces and put it out that way. And I'll probably get elected for the job of that, but that's all right. We can handle it. But anyway, that's where we're at. This particular one, I don't know whether, I think this is a better picture if you can see it. This is one of the panels on the Cooley Corridor side of the whole corridor. As you can see, it's whichever way you want to go. If you start in Othello, go north, it goes up 17, up to Highway 2, and then 155, and then on around over up through Grand Coulee, and then over to Omak on the top side there. Got to be careful when you get up in that end. They've been noted to have a few Sasquatch up in that area. Matter of fact, I know there's one there because I've seen him on the other side of the fence, so they are there. Anyway, it has several loops and spurs besides, as you can see them up through the area. We have one here in the Othello area, which is from Othello, goes west up McManum and out through the refuge, up to Mardon, picks up Highway 262, back over 17. And that's one we're working on. We're in the process of getting the signage done on that. The Othello area, hopefully the signs in the town of Othello will help a little bit in the installation of those. I've talked to you earlier about it, maybe not all of you, but some of us prior to this, and hopefully we can get a little help on that. The Port District has furnished the money for the signage. They're taking care of that part of it. But I can only go through Adams County. I can't get up in the Grant County side, so we've still got to work to finish that other half around, but we'll get it done one way or the other. The other thing about some of this, I'll come back to this picture here because I want to show you our new proposed loop, but I'll bring that back at a later date and show you on this a little bit more on that particular part of it. But I want to continue with this as far as the cookie cutters, we call it. These will be all the same except for one that says you are here, and that'll be the only thing that changes wherever you're at on the corridor. So that's basically the one panel. Let's go to that other one. And then the other panel shows just a little bit about it. It shows Grand Coulee Dam, and it's got a little verbiage about different areas and how it was made, what caused all of this with the Ice Age floods and a few things like that. So that's basically what's on that side. Now, can you find Othello on there somewhere in this next slide? Oh, it says you are here. Where is that? Anyway, what it is, we've got two slides. One of them shows the map of Othello. I wish that would have been a little bit bigger for that particular spot, but it's got numbers on it, and then index kind of shows what each one of those are, and we've tried to point out to certain portions of Othello. We've got the old hotel, we've got the museum, we've got the parks, we've got the hospital, we've got the Othello High School, we've got the old depot, what used to be the old depot. We've got that area marked out. And of course, we've got our gateway sign up there. That's the start of it, basically, on the south end. And it just gives you kind of a rundown on what it is. It's pretty informational, I think. It kind of showed you. I didn't take your Othello logo. I took the Centennial logo and it's put on here. Kind of a toss-up, which way do you go here? But we thought that would be something a little bit about history as it goes along. That's all tied in with what we're trying to propose here and what we're trying to do. So that's why that's there instead of your logo. So, I guess, let's see, let's go to the other one now. This just kind of shows the area out by the refuge. Actually, that's the one overlook that looks down through Crab Creek and down through that area. And then we showed some other little pictures here of different areas. We've got, we had to throw something in there about irrigation, so we put a sprinkler line there, and then we talked a little bit about the irrigation when it comes to this area and things like that. We've got Sand Hill Cranes there, which we also show as Sand Hill Crane Festival. And of course, our pillars, which is our basalt rock that we're using for our kiosks and everybody uses for landscape. That's shown. If, in case you haven't actually seen those, go out to refuge sometime, get off that back road and back in there, and there's the perfect example of those. It's really worth your time to take a look at it. It's just unbelievable how they were made and what happened. My understanding is, as they cooled, they cracked like they did and made that column. And it's pretty interesting. If you follow the Ice Age floods and whatnot, and it shows you how a lot of that happened. It's really, really amazing what it's all about. Just give you a little example. On this Ice Age floods, we talk about the Missoula flood, talk about how it washed out the coulee up by Soap Lake and Coulee City, up by Dry Falls. That didn't happen just once. They figured it happened as many as 89 times. So then you wonder why all of this had happened, and then you see the rubble pile out here in certain areas where the rocks were dropped. Some of that was dropped in there off the ice as it floated and melted. That's how a lot of that got there. That's why you got the erratics. You know, you got some rocks are like the basalt, some are something else, some are from Idaho, some are from Montana. So that's how all of that's all happened. And it's very interesting if you dig into it and really try to figure it out. Let's see, I think that's all the pictures I got on that. I will come back to that first one later. But on this kiosk that we're doing, I don't know whether you know where the location is or not. We've already got that taken care of. It'll be between 7th and 8th at the Irrigation District at their office. We made a deal with the Bureau of Reclamation. Actually, we got four of them on the Bureau of Reclamation land, so we went all in together, got them all to okay the locations. So that's why we located it at that particular spot. It'll be just east of the, we got three sets of benches along Main Street. It'll be just east of the one on the east end. And it goes perpendicular to Main Street. And like I say, one side will be Coulee Corridor, the other side will be the Othello area. We have a question, and you can think about this. You don't have to give me an answer tonight. I know we brought this up with other council members from other cities. And the permitting on this, I'm not quite sure. I know Larry Julius, he's our engineer on a lot of this, and he's checked with all the cities, and I think he probably has with Othello too. But being it's an informational panel or sign or kiosk, as we call it, the question is the permitting on it. Now, the other, most of the other cities have waived the fee on it. They still go, require a permit, and this is a question I guess I'm asking you. The permitting on it, we'll probably go ahead and do that. We'll have all the paperwork and all of that to take care of, but like a lot of them waive the fee, and I don't know whether there's a fee on it or not, because technically, it's your advertisement too. So it's something that you can ponder and think about and give us an answer here shortly, if possible. Anyway, I'll come back to you later on that particular item. Like I said, we're going to try to get these in this fall, or, well, I just hope it's done this fall. That's the way I'm going to leave it, because I want it out of our hair, too. We've been working on this thing forever to make it happen. One of the things that I guess was kind of a brainstorm from Barb and I to expand this Cooley Corridor a little bit. And we got with some other people and they thought it was a good idea, and we did a lot of legwork, a lot of work to come up with this idea. If you can see this map, I know it's kind of vague out there. That's not a picture of the United States out there. It may look like it when you draw the picture. I think we left off Florida there, but anyway, it just turned out that way. What we've proposed, we've got a lot of loops and spurs out here in the area, but they're short ones. And we got to thinking, and this was before Palouse Falls was ever the State Falls. We've been working on this about 4 years or longer. And we decided there's so much of that area over around Palouse Falls, Washtenaw, Nacogdoches, that area, that it ties in with our Cooley Corridor. So we got with different people, some politicians and a few others, and we've been working on this thing. It amounts to about 130 more miles for this loop. And I'll just take you kind of through it here. Let's say we start in Othello, and we're keeping Othello as our south gateway. Some of them wanted to move it on further south, and I said, nope, we got sign here, it's staying here. We're not moving it, and we're not going further south. We'll make that as a loop. We already had a spur from Othello to Connell. So what we done, we took that spur and added it into our loop. So we go from Othello to Connell, and then from Connell to Clotus, and we put a short spur down to the Snake River at Lower Monumental Dam. Then you come back to Clotus, we go on up toward Washtenaw, and we put another spur into Palouse Falls, and then on into Lions Ferry State Park. So that gives us another park as well. Then we come back and go on and finish up to Washtenaw, and then say, well, why don't we tie this byway in with the Palouse Scenic Byway? By the way, we're a national byway, so it's a little more, you know. So what we did, we put a spur from Washtenaw to the Palouse River, and that ties it into the Palouse Scenic Byway. So that ties them all together. And if you look in the book, some of them are tied together, some of them go nowhere, and that's the end of it, you know. So then we thought, well, let's continue on north. So we run out of state highways, but we can take a county road. We did out here, we've done it in other areas. So we go to the big city, a Binge. We go up to Binge, which is in that valley there where the Mullen Pass guys were, and they did all that engineering and all that stuff. There's a sign up there that says that, which is in bad repair, that we're working on to get redone. So we went to there, Binge, all 10 people, they didn't seem to mind too much. So they said, okay. So then we go across, instead of going to Ritzville, we went to Lynn. But we went through the big city of Ralston. So we stopped there. We've got several things there that's kind of important. Of history is basically what it is. Then we went to Lynn, and that area, which is Cooley and all tied in what we're doing. Then we went on from Lynn on west to Warden. And Warden was already a spur off of 17, so that tied that as a loop instead of a spur. So that's what made the loop. And we've gotten approval from Adams County Commissioners, from Franklin County Commissioners, City of Connell, City of Colotus, City of Washtenaw, and like I say, Ben, you say whatever, Lynn is all for it. So we've done a lot of legwork trying to get this together. Like I say, I've got a few state legislators that are all for it. What we got to do is finish up with WSDOT. They're aware of what we're trying to do and working on it. But you know how that is, like pulling teeth. And it's going to get there, and that's why we went ahead and put it on this map. We thought, well, if we put it out there and show it, then we've got a little meat in this thing, and that's what we're trying to do. That's basically where we're at. Like I say, we're not sleeping all the time. You guys may think we do, but it just takes forever to pull teeth. I know when we first started this thing several years ago, it was almost impossible. And then what did we do? We got a National Scenic Byway. I helped a little on that portion of it, and it's just been a big, hard road to hoe, I guess you'd say, but I appreciate this city council, mayor, and all the communities around, the Portable Fellow, all of our commissioners, I mean, other organizations, it's all hung in there and stayed with it. Refuge has been a big help out here. They've kind of went by the wayside because they don't have enough people to manpower for themselves, but it's all helped, and it's all working together. So does that kind of give you an idea of where we're at? Right. And what we're trying to do?
Yeah.
Got any questions that Barb can answer?
I just want to say, you know, that the city of Othello has come a long ways from when I first started in the Chamber of Commerce 30-some years ago, when we were trying to produce our own advertising material and brochures, and now we are partnering with other counties and people, and this is really a first-class travel planner, and so I want to commend Ken and Barbara, if you don't know, they volunteer their time, and all I've seen as long as they've been on this is progress. And they continue to move the needle forward. They take whatever money that is available. We saw some immediate results, and we're working more towards, I'm glad you're still talking about kiosks, because I think that's the next step to continue to raise awareness and also to help. We want people to travel, and we want them to come through our city. And a large part of your effort and these materials that you're part of is doing a good job of advertising our area. So I want to thank you. And I think we support the Cooley Corridor, do we not, with our hotel motel tax monies. And so I just want to say that is money I can see well spent. So with that, I want to thank you, Ken and Barbara, for coming tonight and give us an update. And as things continue to progress, you know, feel free to contact us again and give us another one. So thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. We'll keep you updated on what's going on here. And by the way, this booklet, you may think it's not too much, but this last go around, they put out 80,000 copies of this. So it does get around.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So moving along to item 4.3 on our agenda is the National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month Proclamation, which I'll read. This is a proclamation for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month of September 2018. Whereas each year in the United States, more than 15,000 children from birth to 19 years old were diagnosed with cancer, equal to about 42 childhood cancer diagnoses each day. And whereas each year worldwide, there are more than 300,000 new childhood cancer diagnoses, equal to about every 3 minutes a family will hear the words, "Your child has cancer." And whereas, although the five-year survival rate for childhood cancers has reached 80%, nearly 2,000 American children under the age of 19 still die each year from cancer, making it the leading killer of children by disease. And whereas, those that do survive will face at least one chronic health condition later on in life, not limited to, but including heart, liver, lung damage, infertility, secondary cancers, and growth deficits. And whereas the causes of childhood cancer are largely unknown, and more studies are needed to understand which treatments work best for children. And whereas cancer treatments for children often must differ from traditional adult treatments to take into account children's developmental needs and other factors. And whereas children, including Layla Beckstrand, are among the hundreds of children being treated for cancer in Washington State. And whereas Washington is a caring state and community that supports children and families, now therefore I, Sean R. Logan, Mayor of the City of Othello, do hereby proclaim September 2018 as National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in the City of Othello. And now we'll move to item 5, which is our unfinished business. And Council, do we have any unfinished business tonight? Okay, moving on to item 6 is our new business. The City of Othello, as you recall, when Gina and John and myself, with our grant writer, project manager, Meg, she got us a meeting with the State Director of the Department of Agriculture, Derek Sanderson, and he gave us $50,000 to do a feasibility study on a potential farmer's market. And we had a preliminary meeting here last week. John attended. One of the things that John was talking about in that meeting was that Othello not only needs to have a farmer's market, it needs to have some form of a gathering place, some form of a place where families can come. You can meet friends uptown, you can where activity and commerce and things are taking place. And so we are going to set a meeting on the 1st of October. Director Sanderson is coming to that meeting. And so I want to cancel the regular City Council meeting on that night. He want to have a 6:30 meeting. We're forming a committee of 20 people throughout the community. We want leaders and vendors and other people to help decide what type of a facility that we would have here in this community, one that would be something that's sustainable and yet is fun for families and people to enjoy themselves. So that's the plan. We did hire with that $50,000, we hired the Tom Beckwith consulting firm. He was here. Visited with him quite a bit. He attended our farmers market, and he has a ton of ideas, and he is also very helpful in helping us make these dreams a reality. But we need to identify what those dreams are and what exactly we would like to see in Othello, and so that's a process, and that's going to take some time. But I would entertain a motion tonight, with that long introduction, to cancel our regular City Council meeting on Monday, October 1st.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So stay tuned on that. If you want to be a part of that committee, you need to get in touch with me. Or Ann, and we will see, it might be good just to even come and participate in the brainstorming session, which we intend to have that night. So I just want you to be aware of what's taking place and what you guys have to look forward to. So with that, having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn our meeting tonight at 7:05 p.m.